For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week on the Cultural Baggage program, our guests were Mason Tavert and Steve Fox of the Safer Choice organization. First up, Mason Tavert.
You and your associate, Mr. Fox, have been working to enlighten people.
We have been. You know, it's unfortunate that with 70-plus years of marijuana prohibition in this country, many people believe that marijuana is actually far more harmful than it is. And our goal is to educate people about the fact that marijuana is actually less harmful than alcohol.
The executive director of Safer, Mr. Steve Fox. Yeah, you know, you guys have taken this beyond Denver. You're now looking to create a similar law for the whole state of Colorado. And Steve, tell us again, what was that law that was passed in Denver? What does it mean?
Well, in Denver, we put an initiative on the ballot that simply made it so that where the law originally said no person shall possess up to an ounce of marijuana, we just revised the law so it said no person under the age of 21 shall possess up to an ounce of marijuana. So basically it was making it legal for anyone 21 years of age or older to possess up to an ounce of marijuana under Denver city ordinances. What the people, the law enforcement officials and city leaders in Denver are now saying is that they must enforce state law, so they're still giving people $100 fines under state law. But first of all, they don't need to do that. It's their choice to do that. But what we're doing now is moving on. Because they're doing that, we're saying, okay, well, then we're going to change state law. So we're now pushing for a similar change at the state level in Colorado.
Now, Mason, you guys have, as I mentioned earlier, branched out a bit. You're working at the University of Texas. There's a vote forthcoming there. But what just happened at Florida State University?
Out in Florida State, the students went ahead and followed the lead of the students out here in Colorado by voting to send the message to the university's administration that the students do not think the university's penalties for marijuana violations should exceed those penalties for alcohol violations. As we're all unfortunately aware, alcohol has been truly devastating on many of our college campuses. In fact, out here in Colorado, we had multiple students die solely from alcohol overdoses. And if a college student would prefer to use marijuana instead of using alcohol, which we know, you know, leads to overdose death and sexual assault, date rape, fighting, and so on, why would we ever want to stop them?
Their website, saferchoice.org. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.